At the beginning of Mass, I omitted to welcome Father John Lawrence, is originally from Delaware, and Father Francis Wadsworth, who is the parish priest of Bury in the Diocese of Salford. We've come here to spend a day in the company of Our Lady. And we know that when we spend that day in her company, we come all the closer to her Son, Jesus Christ. If tomorrow wasn't Sunday, we would celebrate the feast of Saint Peter Chanel or Saint Louis Grignon de Montfort. And both these saints that come from France had a great love for Our Lady and knew and believed that we could go to Jesus through Mary. Each in their turn, in the company of Mary, brought so many closer to Jesus. And one of them, Peter Chanel, was received the crown of martyrdom as he evangelized Oceania. Mary brings out the best in us, I find. Well, she certainly can bring out the best in me. But that's what mothers do. They bring out the best in us. They love us unconditionally, and we love them. That's why I'm sure God chose to have a mother. And he chose somebody in the person of Mary who would be unique. Sinless she was from the moment of her conception. She was to bring us the light of the world. I find that when I administer the sacrament of baptism and I hold the candle in front of the infant, and if I hold it for long enough, the infant looks at the candle and they become fascinated by the flame of the candle, and then they reach out to the candle, and then you quickly pull it away from them because you don't want them to burn themselves. But there's something about reaching out to the light that we all have. We have to reach out to Jesus, and sometimes that reaching out means that we have to take risks. We're always very careful. But still, Jesus asks us to put out into the deep, to take a risk. We know that when we take those risks, we have somebody with us. We have somebody who, we said in one of the opening prayers, holds our hand. Our Lady. She's there, holding our hand, encouraging us, urging us to reach out all that further, to grow closer to her Son. Indeed, we all know and we all believe that Mary is not for herself. Mary is for Jesus. And that's what we're, and her example is our inspiration, to be all for Jesus. But we are all for Jesus, knowing that in the company of Mary, we won't go wrong. Ave Maria.